I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A series of recent attacks provide more evidence that the Burmese army is targeting Christians. Vision Beyond Borders' Diane Romain reports.
Two churches have been completely destroyed in a village. Again, they're taking people prisoner, forcing them to quarter for the army. There have been reports of people killed and tortured, and also reports of rape and abuse.
A recent Compass Direct report cited instances of soldiers opening fire at a church and detaining church leaders without reason. The reports are enhanced by the influx of people coming into Thailand. The gospel's spreading, though, so keep praying. Next, National Adoption Month is about community. November's being set aside to raise awareness for adoption and celebrate those who are involved. It encourages support for the long and sometimes difficult faith journey. Rebecca Hackworth is with Dillon International, a partner of Buckner International. She says there's a miraculous side to the adoptive process.
Adoption is well understood by Christians because of God's adoption of us. So that's the way it starts for so many of our families and their story. But I think it's a great journey of faith going through the adoption process.
We have a link for how you can get involved at our website. And numbers vary from 85 to 99% of Algerian people groups that remain unreached. An Operation Mobilization field leader says ministry is growing, though. As many as 100,000 now know Christ and are coming in no small numbers through TV and radio ministries. OM's House of Hope has 40 Christians running nearly 400 radio and TV programs, providing safe ways for Algerian Muslims to learn about Christ and grow in their new faith. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.